Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In his April 5 New York Times column titled, Not Enough Inflation, economist Paul Krugman wrote, quote, a bit more inflation would be a good thing, not a bad thing, unquote. Krugman's proposal is completely wrong. When the supply of money increases relative to the demand for money to pay for available goods and services, the result is higher consumer prices. In other words, inflation leads to a reduction of purchasing power. Higher consumer prices damages consumers. Krugman knows that inflation is dangerous, which is why he advocates only a temporary dose of it. However, even a little bout of inflation creates more problems. New money affects different goods and services differently. For instance, the selling prices of goods tend to rise before the wages paid to workers. This would increase business profits and could lead the owners to expand output. To expand, manufacturers would likely hire more workers. So, short term, what could be so bad about a little inflation? Well, there are two major problems. First, the prices of everything, including wages, will eventually rise. Therefore, the stimulus effect of inflation will be temporary. As labor and other production costs increase, businesses find that their expanded production is no longer as profitable. Unless inflation of the money supply continues, the economy will eventually face a downturn. In fact, people experiencing inflation of the money supply start to anticipate its continuation. They demand higher wages to offset rising costs, and businesses will increase prices before they are subject to higher costs. Those who guess wrong about the extent of inflation will misallocate their resources. The second major problem with a little inflation is the moral hazard. As I said, the effects of the greater supply of money will not affect everyone equally. Those who get more money early will be able to acquire goods and services before prices rise. Those who are last to start receiving more money are almost certainly paying higher consumer prices well before their income rises. Invariably, those who suffer the most from inflation are the poor and senior citizens who live on fixed incomes. By reducing purchasing power, inflation also acts like a tax on savers and investors. This discourages investment and job creation. Almost inevitably, the cure for a little bit of inflation is more inflation. This has been the policy of the U.S. government for decades. Unfortunately, continued inflation simply makes the eventual financial crash more likely and much worse. This destruction of the value of the U.S. dollar is a major reason why a growing number of people are getting out of paper currencies and replacing them with hard assets such as gold and silver. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.